One full day. There once was a stallion who lived in a house, though it was more of a how or maybe an ouse. For his little old home was not one bit complete, 'twas only he that lived on Halfway Street. The building itself, as one could see, wasn't nearly as finished as he may decree. It had only three walls, halfway around, and to only one part was a roof bound. His living room sat right in plain sight of any passers-by on any given night. His bedroom was lofted just one floor high, giving a view of the wonderful sky. On the inside wall there rested a clock. With only six numbers, it tick, but not talk. His bed halfway built, in a corner snug, sat halfway a maid on a threadbare rug. The kitchen was chilly, cold as ice. Having half a fridge, paid its own price. Finding the bathroom was no simple task. Trying to use it, don't even ask. Seeing this house, one could easily tell, things became interesting when the rain fell. But despite these setbacks, the stallion tread up Halfway Street toward his unfinished homestead. To the sun overhead the stallion did look, then back to the ground his head he shook. "'Tis almost time," he said, "methinks, to get a bed and get 20 winks." He stepped off the road which was halfway done, and wiped his forehead in the heat of the sun. Across the yard that grew halfway he walked to where his key did stay. He lifted the mat that only said comb, and fitted the key and entered his home. Climbing the stairs every other he did, and into his room the stallion slid. He looked in the mirror cut straight down the middle, at the black and white mane that sat all a twiddle. He glanced at his coat where two halves stood true, the strongest of hues, steel gray and dark blue. Closer he looked where eye bags did sit, under blue, under green, he threw a great fit. "What a morn, what a work, what a day! The rest of it I shall sleep half the way!" Onto his bed the stallion then rolled. He looked at the sun, who looked back, bold. A face he did make, and then he did pout. He yelled at the sun, "Turn your light out!" The sun did not a thing to comply. It merely sat in its spot in the sky. With a discontented grumble and an audible huff, the stallion rolled over. He had had quite enough. Half a bed at his side it was not, and a hole in his heart grew at the thought. A mare full of love was all he did want, and for all of his own to act as a font. With half a sigh to half a slumber he fell. Just how he did so, one couldn't quite tell. Whatever he dreamed, he only half dreamt. For just half a day he had to preempt. The sun was soon gone, to the west it had slidden. The moon in its place, its powers now hidden. He woke in the morn, and to a brand new day, he woke once again to work at halfway. He brushed half his teeth and gave half a grin. Out of the door, down the road, his day did begin. The sky was bright, the birds were a chatter. "What a fine day, there's nothing the matter." In the fields to his left the many foals did play, but something caught his eye, and he stopped all the way. Among all the foals that skimpered and scampered, stood a fair mare whose mane was quite pampered. All the shades of true gold her coat truly seemed, and in the warm sun violet eyes fully gleamed. He held his breath, knowing not what to do. Where had she come from? He had not a clue. He thought of his bed, then the hole in his heart. Then with a stroll toward the mare did start. Crossing the field he felt very meek, but courage returned and bade him to speak. "My fair maiden, may I have a word? Allow me to speak, don't think me absurd." She stopped in her tracks and looked his way. Her beauty did steal his words to say. Lost in a trance he gave her a smile. Toothy and silly he stood there a while. Shaking his head he snapped from her spell. He spoke from the heart, and he spoke quite well. "A form ne'er so graceful, nor beauty so rare, straight from my chest my heart it did snare, and there from yours I do so desire to entwine you with love, your heart to acquire. How now, fair maiden, what do you say? May I try just once today?" His little heart pittered, and he hoped hers pattered, but one look in her eyes and his dreams were a shattered. She glanced at his coat and then at his mane, then at his eyes with a look of disdain. "What happened to you?" the pretty mare inquired. "That style is silly. It's completely expired." "I know not what you mean," disconcerted he said. She pointed to the curls at the top of his head. "You have a mane of some black and also some white. How are you able to sleep at night? Your wacky coat is dark blue and steel gray. It would easily drive any pony away. Don't think me rude, don't think me mean. But isn't it funny, only one eye of green? I'm sorry, Sir Stallion, you have spoken your word. I've allowed you to speak, and I think you absurd." With nay but a smile, she turned on a whim, dashing his hopes, his chances more slim. He returned to his house, fumes from his ears. It drove him quite mad, nearly drove him to tears. "Silly, absurd, that's what she called me. I'll change how I'll look, I'll show her, she'll see." He galloped to the store and bought some red paint, such brilliant crimson.
Any mare would sure faint.
His mane he did dye, the sleekest of black. A masterful plan, immune to all flack. The optometrist sold him but one single lens, green to complement the other two trends. Inside his mirror the stallion did glance. "Will she reject me now? Ha! Not a chance." He went to the field to find her again. Boldly he approached and gave her a grin. "My fair maiden, may I have a word? Allow me to speak, don't think me absurd. My hair is all black, 'tis no longer white. 'Tis no more a threat in the middle of the night. Wacky no more is my coat blue and gray. 'Twill no longer drive any pony away. I don't think you rude, I don't think you mean. For you'll change your mind with two eyes of green. How now, fair maiden, what do you say? May I try once more today?" The beautiful mare, after a glance, said, "All right, good sir, I'll give you a chance." His face, in a whirl, big grin was it swept. But calm did he stay, his composure he kept. "My house is just there, 'tis not a great hike. 'Tis quite a fine place that I think you will like." Up halfway street toward his humble abode. Crossing the yard, he opened the door, but she gave him a look, as if hoping for more. "Oh my, Sir Stallion, you call this a house? It's more of a how, or maybe an ouse. Only three walls around your little homestead, and to only one part is there a roof overhead. Your living room here is right in plain view of the street that you're on, a problem to few. Your bedroom does hang just one floor above. 'Tis close to death with one simple shove. If I lived in this place, my work would come knocking, for I would not wake with a clock that's not talking. Your bed, as it seems, is a scare, I confess. Halfway built, halfway made, 'tis quite a mess. Your kitchen is cold, chills right to the bone. Not half of a fridge would I ever own. The bathroom is hidden, is it? Try to find. The thought of its using is... never mind. I'm sorry, Sir Stallion, you have spoken your word. I've allowed you to speak, and I think you absurd." She turned then to leave, bidding good day, but try as he might, he had nothing to say. He sat there in thought, he started to stew. A light bulb went off, and he knew what to do. He set straight to work, he worked in a flurry. He worked with such speed, he was in quite a hurry. In all of his haste, he made lots of noise, but at the end of it all, he stood with great poise. Unto his home the stallion did glance. "Will she reject me now? Ha! Not a chance." He went to the field to find her again. Boldly he approached and gave her a grin.
"My fair maiden, may I have a word?
Allow me to speak. Don't think me absurd. Not half an hour ago I showed you my house. You called it only a how, or maybe an ouse. Come here with me, just turn your fair head. Look, you shall see, a roof overhead. My living room there, once in plain view. Who can see it from the street? Please name a few. The bedroom that is still just one floor above is safe for a mare with one simple shove. Your work here will now no longer come knocking, for my clock it did tick, and now it's also talking. A scare, you say, was my bed? Please confess. Fully built, fully made, 'tis no longer a mess. The kitchen that once chilled right to the bone, no more, no less.
One whole fridge does it own. My bathroom that hid, that was hard to find. Your queers on usage, pay never mind. How now, fair maiden, what do you say? May I try once more today? The beautiful mare, after a glance, said, All right, good sir, I'll give you a chance. A wonderful day they spent in the town, but all of the while the mare wore a frown. What is the matter? The stallion asked, with a look on his face of pure flabbergast.
I'm sorry, Sir Stallion, I'm unsure what to say.
There's something still wrong, for an answer I pray. You've changed how you look, your home is now true, but what you've become, it just isn't you. A soft apology escaped the fair mare, and the stallion sat stunned, full of despair. He stumbled on home to his fully built house, and changed it all back to a how or an ouse. He washed off the black right out of his mane, then all of the crimson out of his frame. He removed the green lens, bidding symmetry farewell, and then with a sigh into depression he fell. He went for a walk in the mid of the day, and during the walk
by the field he did stray.
Oh my, Sir Stallion, are you all right? That look on your face, it gives me such a fright. He raised up his head and saw the fair mare with a sorrowful guilt he simply must share.
I'm sorry, fair maiden, for wasting your time. I see I'm not good enough. To try was a crime.
He lowered his head and walked gloomily by. At such great sadness, she nearly did cry.
You did all that you have just to express, all that you felt. You only tried to impress. With you nothing's wrong, there's nothing silly. But the age that I have acted was that of a filly. After all of this time, I plainly can see...
Not you, 'twas I, the absurd one was me. Sorrowfully and sadly she looked at the ground, then slowly her eyes to his came around. Shyly a smile formed on her face, and after the smile a laugh gave it chase. The trial, I now know, isn't your fault, and strongly do I persistence exalt.
How now, Sir Stallion, what do you say?
May I try just once today? The rest of the day, till when the sun set, they laughed and they played, like best friends long met. He acted himself, no facade did he play, and with naught but a smile, at his side she did stay.
And then on from hers, as he so desired, he entwined her with love, her heart he acquired. His halfway built home is still on that street, 'tis now a how meant for two, and his house is complete.